Everybody knows that the Michael Mann is like a school in a sense. Oh, you got accepted. You got in. Oh, you're going to Michael Mann University. You're going to, you know, say, wow, y'all, what type of grade did you get? You know, and so everybody is wanting that. Even Tom Cruise, who, you know, to me has been at the top of his game for all of these years. I mean, he's definitely the commercial. When you see all the good looks and all the things, he still wants to go back and really get it. He wants that craft. He wants to be validated, and he knows that working with Michael Mann, he's going to get that validation, because Michael Mann is going to, every word, every sentence, everything is going to be paid a lot of attention to, you know, to every detail. This guy has been waiting. Max has been waiting to just burst at the seams for some type of different... something different in his life, and he finally embraces it. It's like diving into a cold pool. When you know, it's like, I never get swimming lessons. It's like, oh man, it's cold. I jump in this pool at 8 o'clock in the morning, and when you finally make that dive and you see that you did survive, and now he is swimming, and you know, he swims back to the cab and he said, I made it, you know. And that's what's amazing about the relationship with these guys, is that he actually does give him some confidence. That's what's amazing. That's the intangible. I said, when you're on the rocks in Mission Impossible 2, all, even guys is going, this is a pretty, this is a good looking dude. I mean, what? And he still wants to go get it. That's why I call not losing your mojo. He still got his mojo, still ready to work and do his thing.